Welcome to another worldwide podcast of Universal Utterings. I'm your host, evangelist, and poet, Thomas Cruz Wiggins, and today we continue our practice as we begin the last chapter of 1 Thessalonians. We're in chapter 5 with verses 1 through 5. Concerning times and seasons, brothers, you have no need for anything to be written to you, for you yourselves know very well that the day of the Lord will come like a thief at night, when people are saying peace and security, then sudden disaster comes upon them, like labor pains upon a pregnant woman, and they will not escape. But you, brothers, are not in darkness, for that day to overtake you like a thief. For all of you are children of light, and children of the day. We are not of the night or of darkness. We know not the hour. We know not the cause. Well, we do have choices to make that reflect our health and ability to dive life right in. We know what will kill us, but we disregard the fall. We seek pleasures of flesh, mistakenly arguing its best, but we find and believe that darkness makes us invisible, yet we are seen as something loud and absolutely miserable. The peace and security are lost in sin. We no longer have the ability to fight the evil we now think is how we win. But I beg to differ as your body begins to waste away from this sin. Even the excess of flesh has no winner but an end. But in celebration of our Lord, we can find oneness with our mate God calls us to all begin. Then the seasons will have more meaning as we share our love of the light that makes our day free from sin. Because God makes everything seem as the joy we share to begin. We must teach our children that excess will lead to the darkness of sin, wanting more of something at every whim. It won't matter how absurd it might seem in the end, until the light exposes what we try and hide in the darkness of our sin. Amen. Join me as we pray our daily prayer of forgiveness. I am sorry, Lord. Please forgive me as I forgive others. I know you died and rose for me. Lord, I ask for forgiveness of anyone that I've ever hurt. I ask for forgiveness of anyone that I may have wronged. Lord, may they forgive me as you forgive me. We pray for my wife, Tony, and my mother, Betty. We pray for our children, especially our two oldest, Alexandra and Alan. Julian, Gabriel, and Jeffrey, and our grandchildren, Oliver, Julian, and Elliot. We pray for those that we've said that we would pray for, and those who've asked us to pray for them. We pray for the dying as we do each day, Lord. Give them peace in their last breath. Silence for the prayers of others that are dealing with this war in Ukraine. May our world overcome this oppression. And in the Holy Spirit, we pray for our brothers in Kairos, the men in blue, our team of Kairos brothers who minister to these men every month, every week. We pray for one of our brothers in blue, Howard, beginning to work openly, hoping to get him released from a 60-year sentence, something that's just excess in what we see in these men. We pray for Holy Mother Church. In Jesus' precious blood, by his name we pray. Amen. I am a poet obedient to Christ, evangelist Thomas Cruz Wiggins, spirit-led, God-inspired, Christ-fed, living my life as Ephesians 6, verses 17 through 20 depicts. Today my poem comes from the study of 1 Thessalonians 5. It is a 1-2-3 stanza poem. It's in verses 1 through 5 of chapter 5 of 1 Thessalonians. It's titled, Unlike You, Darkness is Their Ending Behavior. Seasons and times concerning Brothers, you write not a thing. Lord's day is known by you discerning. Night's thief of our Lord comes, his death sting. Security and peace saying people win. Disaster sudden upon comes like woman pains of labor. Escape not will they from their sin. Unlike you, darkness is their ending behavior. Thief of darkness can't overtake you. Light children, you all remain. Day children, seeing darkness not pursued. Darkness of night, not our shame. Amen. I'm Tom Shokers-Wiggins. It's July 3rd, 2022. Recording this morning at 6:49 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. Thanks again for joining us across the world on universalutterings.org. We continue to practice, pray, and proclaim what it means to be Spirit-led, God-inspired, Christ-fed. Amen. To my beautiful wife and soulmate in Christ, Tony, I love you so much. Have an awesome day in the Lord. It's Sunday. Get out and see your preachers, your teachers, those who are sharing the Word of God with you. May they lift you up in His Spirit and direct you to share the beauty of living redeemed. Find somebody to talk to. Tell three people today that Jesus loves you. Amen. To our good friends John and Marie, we close today as their phrase resonates. Oh, thank heaven for 7-Eleven close of Universal Utterings. Amen. God bless you. Have a good day in the Lord. In Jesus' name. Jesus. Jesus. Jesus.